ultimately, isn't everything a matter of kripa only? You know, when we talk about differentiate between kripa siddha and sadhana siddha,
just to,
yeah, I'm repeating the question. So there is Ramacharya's story where he just washed his hands and some fish, they got the water which was filled with his Mahaprasad, and they took that and they got Vaikuntha forms. They were liberated, and his disciples, they said, "We have been serving you, and still we are in the material world." So, yeah, so how is it? Is it that sadhana at all matters, or is it simply kripa that matters? Yeah, there are, in different contexts, different things that are emphasized, and we cannot take one particular pastime or one particular quote from scripture and make that an absolute principle. So, like yesterday I gave the example, the Bhagavad Gita is focusing more on engaged bhakti, engaging in this world, because that is what Arjuna that is what is required for Krishna's cause of establishing dharma. That's what Krishna wants Arjuna to do. On the other hand, the Bhagavatam talks more about renounced bhakti, because Parikshit Maharaj is at the end of his life and forum focuses on just wholehearted absorption in Krishna. So the context determines quite a lot, and certain pastimes may stress one aspect, other pastimes may stress another aspect. So what is stressed in one aspect, when one particular pastime, we can look at the principle of that, not make that an absolute in itself. So if we see that way, we could say ultimate, it's all mercy, that it's only by mercy that we get elevated, we get liberated. But then we see even the acharyas themselves and their followers, they have worked very hard, and you know, it is appreciated. Prabhupada was once asked that, "Do you love all your disciples equally?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." But if someone comes forward to take responsibility, I reciprocate. So that is natural. It's like, say, there's a father who has a lot of property, and the father has several children. The father wants to give the property to all the children. But there might be some one child who is just like a loafer, just wasting money and going out here and there. The other son may be helping the father in the business. Now, naturally, the father wants to give everything to his children, but a son who is assisting the son, father practically in the management of the business, management of the home, taking responsibility, naturally the father will have more affection. So we have to recognize that Krishna has a mission in this world also, that Krishna wants to have his message broadcast, Krishna wants to have people attracted in this world, and that requires endeavor. So now we see also Krishna says that those who broadcast this message, they are very dear to me. So our endeavor is something which is pleasing to Krishna. Because when we are willing to endeavor, then we become more usable instruments in Krishna's hands. Because if I am not ready to endeavor, then Krishna cannot use me much. So if I want to become a teacher or I want to become a preacher, yes, it is Krishna has to bless me, but at the same time I have to study scripture, I have to understand the concepts, and then I can be used by Krishna. So we cannot just neglect the role of endeavor in pleasing Krishna and in enabling us to become instruments in his hands. So, and that, if Krishna is pleased, if we assist him in his mission, naturally Krishna will reciprocate and bless us. So in certain situations, certain pastimes are often given to highlight certain things. So that particular pastime of Ramacharya, fish taking his Mahaprasad and getting elevated. What that indicates is the extraordinary potency of an Acharya's mercy, of the association of Acharya, the mercy of Acharya, how extraordinarily potent that it is. But yesterday also, I think day before yesterday I mentioned that we should not see the extraordinary as a substitute for the ordinary. Because I'm like Ajamil chanted once and got liberated, therefore I'll also chant once and I'll expect liberation. Now, we see the extraordinary not as a substitute for the ordinary process of bhakti, but rather as a inspirer for practicing the ordinary process with greater devotion. So, the more extra, in some extraordinary situations, mercy can elevate and liberate. But what we see is, when we see the potency of mercy over there, we become more inspired to practice the standard process of bhakti, by which we can become, we can actually assist Krishna in his mission, and Krishna will grant his mercy to us. Does it answer your question?
To a good extent. I see that every statement in scripture